Welcome to Nutrition is Health, the show that takes nutrition claims, flips them upside down, and checks if they still make sense. Today's topic is something you've probably seen popping up in biohacking forums, TikTok health feeds, and maybe even your neighbor's supplement drawer, methylene blue. It's being hyped as a brain booster, energy enhancer, and anti-aging miracle. But does the science actually back it up? Or is this another case of marketing running faster than the data? Let's find out. Methylene blue is not new. In fact, it's been around for more than a century. First as a textile dye, then as a medical treatment for conditions like malaria and cyanide poisoning. So how did it end up in the wellness spotlight? Because researchers discovered it can act as a mitochondrial enhancer, helping cells produce energy more efficiently. And if you've been around the biohacking world, you know that mitochondria is basically the magic word. The theory is more efficient mitochondria equals more energy, better brain function, and maybe even slower aging. Sounds great in theory. Small studies, and I mean small, have suggested methylene blue might improve memory and cognitive performance, act as an antioxidant, enhance energy production in cells, even have antimicrobial properties. Some researchers are looking at it for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Others are testing its potential in mood disorders. It's intriguing. But here's the catch. Most of this research is preliminary, often in animals or very small human trials. We're a long way from conclusive large-scale evidence. Here's where things get less Instagram-friendly. Methylene blue is a potent chemical. At the wrong dose, or if you have certain health conditions, it can cause nausea and vomiting, headaches and dizziness, increased blood pressure, serotonin syndrome if combined with certain antidepressants, and at high doses, it can actually impair the very mitochondrial function it's supposed to improve. Also, the methylene blue sold online for aquarium use, not pharmaceutical grade. Please don't drink something designed to keep your guppies healthy. Methylene blue has potential, but the leap from promising lab research to daily supplement for everyone is huge. And right now, we're not even close to landing it safely. In the wellness world, this gap gets filled with marketing. Fancy bottles, glowing testimonials, and vague references to studies that sound more definitive than they actually are. If you're healthy and just looking to optimize yourself, you need to ask, is the potential upside worth the unknowns? Because until we have solid human research, we're all just part of an uncontrolled experiment. So should you try methylene blue? If you have a legitimate medical reason, work with a qualified healthcare provider. If you're curious because you saw it on a podcast or TikTok, maybe wait. There are plenty of proven safe ways to support your brain and mitochondria that don't involve turning your urine blue. As always, separate the potential from the proven and don't let a trending supplement become your health strategy. Thanks for listening to Nutrition is Health. If you enjoyed today's myth-busting session, subscribe for more episodes where we occasionally ruin your favorite wellness trends.